doing it like you and I. This is URN.
Hey, hello, this is Olivia from URN. I'm joined by the one and only Brucey. He's got his show at Rescue tonight. How are you feeling?
I was about to swear then. Can I swear?
I can beep it out. You can swear, but I'd have to beep it out.
Gassed me. Okay.
Yeah, no, so obviously you're a Nottingham-based artist.
Yes.
Does it mean a lot to you to perform in Nottingham?
Yeah, it means a lot, definitely. We've been doing events for years, and I played in Nottingham a lot, obviously under Crewcast and for years before that, but I've never done just a Brucey headline show before.
Yeah, no, so, that's big.
Yeah, and it sold out, so yeah, I'm really happy. I'm excited, definitely.
And I know that you've recently released your new single, Wavy One, with Mr. Traumatic. Yeah, I was just wondering, is there anyone you'd like to collaborate with in the future as well?
Well, I've got my album coming out this Friday.
Yeah.
Wavy One's on that album. I've got some big collabs on there with a few people I've really wanted to work with, Traumatic being one of them. There's a singer from Nottingham. I think a lot of people on our side wouldn't have heard of her because she doesn't make that kind of music, but she's an amazing singer.
Okay.
People I'd like to work with, Chase and Status, definitely.
Yes, Chase and Status, they're big.
Yeah,
that would be sick.
Yeah, I'd love to work with Chase and Status. I'd love to work with Toddler T, JK. I don't know, man. I like to work with people and get on within it. Like,
no, of course, yeah. Because it's that chemistry, isn't it,
yeah,
that
definitely.
You get with an artist. 100%. Is there anyone, obviously, because you're a massive D&B artist, is there anyone you like to go and watch personally when you go to a gig or a concert?
S-A-S-A-S.
Yes, S-A-S-A-S.
Yeah. I nearly said too many A-S's there. definitely. Alex Perez, really like my Liquid stuff.
Yeah. Are you into, so you're into Liquid as well?
Yeah, cool.
So you're into like
Hybrid Minds, all that kind of stuff.
Interesting.
Manu Leng, always sick.
Ooh.
I really like live bands as well though. I'm really into like reggae score and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, there's a band called The Skints that I try and see whenever they're touring in the UK. Yasmin Lacey, beautiful soul jazz singer. So yeah,
oh, wow.
I'm into all different types of music.
Okay, that's great. Obviously, congratulations, 3 years of your brand Crud.
Yes.
Insane. What's the process of that been like?
It's been crazy. So it literally started from me having a meeting with a few people who I wanted to get as reps, and I kind of said, I don't know, this could work, it might not work, and we started it at Bar 11, which is a 100 cap bar, not even a venue, it's a bar.
Oh, wow, that's okay.
How it started. And then it just kind of just snowboarded and just grew into what it is now, which is like, you know, we do monthly events in Leicester through Deep Rock, we do Derby, Nottingham, Sheffield, Birmingham. Clothing's doing really well. We've got Bubbling Tuesdays now as well. So yeah, it's really been
a Bubbling Tuesdays is really big.
Yeah.
I used to go to it when it was at Trade
in
my first year. And now obviously you've moved on to Stealth, which is
it's
a massive
growth.
Deal.
Yeah, no, it is. It's doing really well at Stealth as well. We did record numbers for the club in Freshers Week, which is mental, because you know how big Stealth is. So
yeah,
man, no, it's good. It's exciting.
All right, okay. I want to ask you a question because I saw Greg James do this on BBC Radio 1, and I thought it'd be quite funny to ask you.
Okay.
Do you have an unpopular opinion? So like my unpopular opinion is that like I don't really want to watch Lord of the Rings ever. I don't really see
Why?
The point of that, because I've kind of grown up on like Star Wars, so I'm kind of
it'll end the interview now.
Or like,
do you know what? I'll have so many unpopular opinions. This probably isn't an unpopular opinion, but I'm someone, not so much now, but when I was a bit younger, like, if everyone likes something, I don't like it.
I know what you mean. Like, you know when everyone gets the same shoes or like
clothes? That's it. Like, I like to be exclusive, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I know what you mean.
Yeah, that would be my unpopular opinion. Just if everyone really likes something, I don't like it. Never watch Geordie Shaw, I'm a Celeb, Big Brother, anything that everyone talks about. Game of Thrones, never watched it. Breaking
I've never
Bad.
Watched Game of Thrones
hey,
either.
We're getting on now. Breaking
no,
Bad,
yeah.
Never watched it. Anything that everyone's hyping about online, I stay as far away from as possible.
Okay, so then obviously there's a series that you don't particularly watch. Is there a Netflix series or TV series that you do watch and it's like the thing you watch maybe when you're on tour, that kind of thing, you're like, oh, I could watch this episode?
Do you know what I watch all the time?
What?
Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den.
Yeah, I love Dragon's Den. I swear to God, I love Dragon's
Den.
No way.
Yeah, I
think
that's
it's the best.
So, did you used to watch like all the dragon films when you were younger?
No, Dragon's Den is the
Dragon's Den is the ultimate.
Yeah, no, Dragon. Do you know what Dragon's Den is?
No, do you know? I do know what you're talking about with Deborah Mead.
Yeah. So, what did you think I was?
I was thinking of How to Train Your Dragon. That's why I found it so funny.
No,
I'm so sorry.
No. I'm not into dragons, people, all right?
Dragons Den, it's the business side.
I was going to say, maybe that's why, like, Lord of the Rings, you were so shocked, because I was like, nah, Dragons Den.
I really like Dragons Den. My go-to Netflix, Trailer Park Boys. You ever seen Trailer Park Boys?
I haven't, no. Mate.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah.
Have you been watching the... Do you watch Rick and Morty?
No.
You haven't watched Rick and Morty?
Do you not like it?
Yeah,
I think
no
it's just,
way.
Like, trying too hard to be funny. Like,
oh, do you think? Yeah. Interesting, okay.
Yeah. See, I told you, I'm a bit, you know what I mean, unpopular opinions.
Trying to be different.
Like, say, Rick, yeah, edgy. Just, yeah.
Trying not to, like, yes, get exactly into all of that. Do you like Friends?
I love Friends.
Mate. Yes, there we go. That's, like,
a good one. In my household growing up, my dad would spend a lot of time in a pub on the weeknights and whatever.
Yeah.
So my mum and my sister, so I was around females a lot, I had a lot of female cousins. Friends was just on
all the time,
constant in my house.
Oh my
so
god.
So I feel like, I was saying to my friend the other day, if I was in a Friends pub quiz,
yeah,
I'd shut it down. I'd get full marks. I'd know everything about Friends.
You'd win the big prize.
Yeah, I'd win the big prize, mate.
Ah,
yeah.
That's good.
Definitely.
Okay, and another thing, do you have any embarrassing confessions? So something maybe that you thought, like, was a bit stupid. So, for example, when I was younger, you know ICT?
Yes.
Like, in school.
Yeah.
I thought when I was younger it meant, like, tea time, like, ice and a cup of tea. But, like, I walked in and it was computers and I was like, oh my gosh.
God, that
do you have
disgraceful.
Do you have anything kind of similar?
I don't know. I think probably something that's really embarrassing about me is, like, from young age, like, I still have now got quite a big head. And when I was young, my head... It's probably been the same size since I was like 13. So I was just like bopping around school with like a body like this big.
Aww.
And then like a huge head. Like you see pictures of me when I was younger, just like big headed Josh rolling through school.
Oh, bless you.
Like, that's about as far as it goes.
Obviously, I wanted to touch on this because I did see you post about it on your Instagram. So your new single, Sundown.
Sunrise.
Yeah, Sunrise, that's the one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
Sunrise. You spoke about opening up about anxiety and depression.
Yes.
And obviously, as uni students, we often find that, you know, anxiety and depression is very common.
Yes,
and
definitely.
With
the pressure of your studies and that kind of thing, yeah. 100%.
And it's very, I thought it was very brave of you, especially like whole stigma around like men opening up about, you know, anxiety, depression. I was just wondering how, you know, you managed to get through that and what helps you every day.
I'd say the main thing was opening up about it. Like,
yeah.
I kind of felt like I'm like, my music's my life innit, and I want to like leave like almost like a legacy in what I do. And I just felt like I wasn't giving everyone every side of me, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
course,
it helped me opening up a lot, just accepting who I am. And if you have got those kind of things going on, I'd just say to just open up and talk to as many people as you can, and that's the only way you will learn how to deal with it or learn what is actually going on with you, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And another reason, that the reason I did it, should I say, is like you say, in our scene, like, you know, it's a part, like we play raves and parties.
Yeah.
So no one's going to be opening up saying that they're suffering with whatever, because, you know, people want to sell tickets to raves and parties, that kind of thing. So I kind of just feel like someone needs to be a bit more honest and guide these students that are paying to come and see us week in, week out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I don't want anybody's health to be affected because they're coming to our shows. Do you know, get on
sale?
Yeah,
no, I
do. Because people drink
nice.
And they do, etc. So, yeah, I just felt like it was important, definitely.
And I liked what you said as well in your post, when you said sometimes it's nice to just dance with your friends
at
6 a.m. And I actually get that. I think, like, obviously when you're with your friends, and especially at uni, like, you don't know these people, and when you get the opportunity, just be like, oh, I'm young, like, let me just live it. And it's that kind of, like, really nice, happy
100%,
feeling.
Yeah, 100%, man. I think I kind of went a bit strict on being sober and thinking that was what was helping me, and then I had a couple of nights where I just had a bit of a blowout and felt so much better after just having a good time with my friends and that, you know what I'm saying? So it's just everything in life's just about balance, man. Like, too much of one thing is going to mess you up eventually, whether that's going to the gym or eating good food or eating bad food, having too much sex, not enough sex, whatever, do you know what I'm saying? Like, everything has got to be in moderation.
And finally, obviously, because we're Radio Station, is there a particular song that you'd like to play? Well, that you'd like to put on our playlist?
What, of mine? Or
well,
just in general.
I put you and I on the playlist. I was like,
if you and I is on there, I'm happy. Yeah.
That's on my pre's playlist.
Oh, do you know what? I'm listening to this tune at the moment, and it is a banger. So this needs to go on there.
Okay.
And it is called Swaz. That's SWAZZ by The Manor.
The Manor.
Yes.
I used to listen to The Manor when I was in like year 12, year 13, because I used to go to Reading.
They're sick. Yeah,
bang it on,
dog. Bang it on.
This is URN.